Here's my Oscar prediction, Dean. The winners will be celebrating and bringing their trophies to In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, yeah, it's good publicity, clearly. When Paul Giamatti won his Golden Globe, there's that picture that went viral the next day because he's sitting at the In-N-Out Burger in Hollywood with the statue on the table while he's eating a double-double burger and fries. And that's how you should celebrate. They ought to pass out In-N-Out Burgers in the auditorium itself.
Well, that's. I was reading something Jimmy Kimmel said. The food around the auditorium is not that great, and so that's another reason to do that. And I think more winners will do that on Sunday. 6 o'clock Central Time start, right?
Yeah, it's starting an hour earlier than usual, which I think is going to be good, that they'll finish up a little earlier, because it traditionally goes past 11 o'clock, so hopefully they're not going to start early and still go past 11 o'clock. I don't think that's going to happen, but you know, don't you know, if you're planning on watching, don't, you know, go, oh, I have till 7 o'clock, that's when it always starts, because it is starting earlier this year. It's going to be interesting, much like last night. I found very interesting, just ahead of the State of the Union address, but one of the issues was our streets going to be clogged up with protesters, because they are going to places where, you know, high visibility places, and they have unprecedented security, street blockages, the area around where the ceremony is going to take place, which is right at Hollywood and Vine, has been blocked off for days now. So hopefully everyone's going to be able to get in and out, and there won't be any incidents. And, you know, we'll get to this show. I think it's going to be, you know, a big night for Oppenheimer. I think it's going to win Best Picture. I think Christopher Nolan is going to win Best Director. Cillian Murphy, I think, will win Best Actor. Robert Downey Jr. will win Best Supporting Actor. I think really the only wild card in the bunch is the Best Actress category, and that will either go to Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon or Emma Stone from Poor Things. I think it could go either way. I'm not getting a sense that, you know, Hollywood is favoring one over the other right now. But I think because Emma Stone's performance is so different, so eclectic, that is going to appeal to a lot of the creative types. And Emma Stone, I think, could wind up being the winner there. We'll see. I watch so you don't have to. And we'll have the full recap here on Monday morning.
We already have the list of winners in Hollywood as far as income is concerned, don't we?
Yes, we do. And that's really all that matters. Never mind all these fancy schmancy statues. They have put out a list, Forbes magazine, as they always do, of who is making the most money in Hollywood. And I would have never guessed this. Not that I thought we'd ever have to have a GoFundMe for him, but Adam Sandler is the highest paid actor of 2023. He earned $73 million. So congratulations to him. In second place, Margot Robbie from Barbie fame. She took in a whopping $59 million last year. So two surprise winners. Tom Cruise was third on the list with $45 million. Ryan Gosling came in number four. And Ben Affleck, actor, director, was number five on the list. So kind of a very, very interesting list, I think.
Yeah. Adam Sandler. Yeah, that's a big number for him. After a break, we'll get
a lot of money for Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Dean's list of what to do this weekend coming right up. We should also include this DVR alert on that list, because Monday night, this is going to be really something on News Nation. The battle between between Chris Cuomo and Tucker Carlson.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be at 7 o'clock on the News Nation cable channel. And I guess Chris is going to talk to him about leaving Fox and interviewing Putin January 6th and all of that. And they have a history.
Yes.
Let's just say they don't like each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I've been a Cuomo fan for a very long time, and he always took any opportunity that there was to give a little shot to Tucker Carlson. And now, given everything that's happened after being fired at Fox, after the Putin interview, it's just more fuel to the fire. So that's going to be must-watch. That's really, I may give a Dean's List review of it, because that is going to be some of the best theater that we may see this year.
Yeah, and Tucker always gave it right back to Cuomo. So that's Monday night at 7 o'clock, and it's on News Nation.
You're walking along the street.
Steve Lawrence had quite a career, didn't he, Dean? And this is the Steve Allen theme. That's where he really got his start on his old show.
He sure did, with his late wife, Edie Gourmet. And they were married for 56 years. He had hits on his own, like Go Away, Little Girl. He was really one of the last easy-listening crooners. This is so weird, because I was... I don't know. I don't know why I was thinking about them the other day, Steve and Edie. This is a little look inside my mind. That this is where my mind wandered off to. Blame it on the bossa nova. But I was thinking about them, and I was like, wow, he's still around. And although it said that he'd been living with Alzheimer's for some time, and then just a couple of days after that, the news came out yesterday that he had passed away, 88 years old. He was a regular on all of the shows, Ed Sullivan, all the variety shows. He was on the Carol Burnett Show 39 times. He was kind of a regular on that show, and we certainly would be remiss if we didn't mention, he'd also been in several movies, but that fantastic scene in the steam room in the Blues Brothers with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
Right.
He was so good and so self-deprecating, and maybe one of the most beautiful voices ever. I'm sad to hear that we've lost him now. Steve Lawrence died 88 years old.
Yeah, I used to like Portrait of My Love. That was another one of his
also good.
Hits.
Yeah, also good.
He did have a great sense of humor. He was known for that. What's there to do this weekend?
Tons of things to do this weekend. First of all, let's start off with some music, because we've got the Eagles in town. This is their long goodbye tour. They are hanging it up after more than 50 years of cranking out the hits. They're at the United Center tonight and tomorrow with special guest Steely Dan. So that should be a pretty great show. The reggae rapper Sean Kingston is playing out at the Forge in Joliet tomorrow night. We've got a couple of pre-St. Patrick's Day performances this weekend. Dublin's Celtic Tenors are at the Park West tomorrow, and the Irish Stars Dervish playing at the City Winery. We've got Raoul Dahl's James and the Giant Peach, which is being performed out at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire, their children's theater. You can see that now through the end of the month. Ronnie Marmo, who we've had on our Sunday show several times, he's the actor who put together this one-man show, I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce, is back in Chicago right now. He's got a new play in addition to the Lenny Bruce show that he's going to have up and running here in Chicago through about the middle of April. The new one is called Bill W. and Dr. Bob, which tells the story of the founders of Alcoholics Anonymous. And this I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce It's his one-man show about one of the most controversial stand-up comedians who was arrested here in Chicago back in the day for, telling jokes that at the time were considered against community standards. Both of those shows are going to be running concurrently at the Biograph Theater on Lincoln Avenue. One of the shows, the Bill W. and Dr. Bob show, started last night, and Lenny Bruce is going to start in a week, and those will run through the middle of April. We also have, for comedy this weekend, Shane Gillis, hot off of hosting Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago. He's at the Chicago Theater through Sunday. Carlos Mencia is at the Improv in Schaumburg through Saturday. And if you hadn't had a chance to check out the new exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry, it's a new exhibit that goes inside the science of James Bond movies. What made all those famous gadgets actually work is what this exhibit is about. And that's going to be at the Museum of Science and Industry until October 27th.
And is there a movie you like this weekend?
Yeah, there's, certainly one for the whole family that's likable enough. It's Kung Fu Panda 4. Now, normally when a movie in a franchise goes, they put out their fourth movie, they're pretty much running on fumes, and usually they're not very good. But this one's very, very pleasant. Jack Black is back in his, lead voice role. But here we also have Viola Davis and Dustin Hoffman and Bryan Cranston, just a whole array of terrific voice talent in this movie. Really, a nice enough story, beautifully drawn. It's nothing groundbreaking, but a good way to entertain the kids for an hour and a half.
Probably not a Best Picture winner next year.
Yeah, drop the kids off and go have a couple of cocktails. I don't know. I wound up giving it a Dean's List C. But really, if you're going to go to the movies this weekend and you haven't seen some of the Oscar movies, especially Oppenheimer, because it's going to win everything, I would recommend an Oscar movie this mm-hmm. weekend.
Drop the kids off and get a couple of cocktails.
That's there my quote. Go. I'd stand by it.
We'll talk to you Monday. Thank you.
Bye.